Good morning. This is Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio. And joining me over the phone this morning from Juneau is Klaus Stolpe, Sentinel sports editor. Good morning, Klaus.
Good morning.
So it was the Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves were the Region 5 3A champions, and they went up to Anchorage and met their nemesis.
Yes, they went up to the state tournament, and they opened state play with a three-set loss to Grace Christian. They lost 25-14, 25-15, 25-16, and then the following morning they defeated Nome in three sets, 25-22, 25-21, 25-23. And then roughly 3 hours later they were playing an elimination game against Valdez, and they took the first set 25-17, but the Buccaneers came back and won three straight games, 25-22, 25-19, 25-21. And to put that into perspective, Valdez then beat Homer in a later game, and then Grace on Saturday morning to face Nikiski in the championship, because this is all round robin, so you have to lose two to be out of the tournament. Valdez actually beat Nikiski in the title match in four games, but since it was Nikiski's first loss, the two teams immediately played an if-necessary game for the state championship, and Nikiski beat Valdez 30-22. So Mount Edgecombe fell to two of the top three teams at the 3A state tournament. You know, and they could just as easily beat them. As a matter of fact, you know, Coach Michael Mahoney had told me that, you know, they outplayed every team they faced, but they picked a bad time to have troubles from the service line. And that's kind of been the nemesis of both Mount Edgecombe and Sitka this year, was their service. When they're on, they're tough. When they're off, they're giving their opponents points that they don't need to.
And Grace Christian, it seems like in all the classified sports, when you get up to the state level, Grace Christian is always there, looming.
That's interesting. Grace Christian and Valdez and Nikiski, they're volleyball powerhouses.
I guess the Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves were considered a contender. They have done well in this tournament before. Didn't they win it just a couple of years ago?
They won it. Senior Amy Bioff this year, when she was a sophomore, she was on the Lady Braves team, and they won the state championship. And, as a matter of fact, in that tournament, she was selected as a player of the game in one of the matches. So, you know, they were there last year, and they tied for fifth at state. And this year, Amy Bioff, she was selected to the All-State Tournament team, but the Lady Braves, you know, it was just one of those tournaments. She was probably the most experienced player. They did have some seniors, but none of them had the state competition experience that Amy did.
Klaus, I want to come back to and talk a little bit more about Amy Bioff, because she took the loss well for someone who has been on the podium before. I guess it was kind of bittersweet for her. But you mentioned that the Lady Braves lost in the opening round to Grace Christian. And we have a little clip of Coach Mike Mahoney from an interview you did with him, where he sort of talked about his feelings about that particular loss. I'll just play it here, and we'll come back and talk about it just a moment.
Well, I would say nerves for the most part. They played really tight, really nervous, and as a coaching staff, Margo and I did our best to try to relax them and tell them to go out there and have fun. But for most of our team, this was their first time at the state championship, and there's a lot of pressure there, and it's a big venue, and they were playing pretty nervous, and they were doing their best to fight through it, and I think we started developing some momentum in the third set. I think we were 15-13 with them at one point, and then the nerves set in again. But other than that, you know, they weren't playing bad volleyball, but it was tough. I think our youth got us.
That's Mount Edgecombe High School volleyball coach Mike Mahoney. Klaus, do you think that it would have gone differently if the Lady Braves had pulled it together in that first match against Grace Christian and taken that one? Would it have been a different story in this tournament?
Oh, definitely. You know, the first match is always the tough one. No matter if you've played this team before at some point in this season, the state tournament is just a whole nother animal. You're in this huge arena, and you know there's actually two games going on side by side. The fans are, you know, for the most part, are pretty vocal. Depending on, you know, what hour of the day is, you got a lot of people, a lot of spectators. And so if you can just get by that first game and get that confidence built up, it makes a difference. Even in a double elimination tournament, getting that first win is pretty key.
He mentioned that he's got a young team, but he's going to be losing this really outstanding senior, Amy Bioff. Let's hear what she had to say about that first round loss.
Well, it was definitely great to be back in the stadium, especially after being out for the season last year. And going into the tournament, I was confident in our team and how close we are as a team to work together to get high into the bracket. I think going in, my goal was to enjoy it mostly, have a good time, it being, you know, the last weekend of volleyball for my high school career.
That's Mount Edgecombe senior Amy Bioff. That's a pretty good attitude, Kloss, I think, for somebody who did not come home with the victory she was hoping for.
You know, it's consensus by the coaches. I mean, she made the All-State tournament team, and she's a setter. There weren't a lot of setters selected to the All-State tournament team. She is one of the best setters in the state, 3A, 4A. But what was interesting, and I found it kind of humorous, is she's from Nome. There's a couple other girls on the team from Nome, and so they play Nome. And Coach Mahoney told me, he said, in the summer, Nome has one of the best high school volleyball teams in the state.
Right, because everybody is there. They're all together.
Everyone goes home.
Yeah. Well, that's the story of Mount Edgecombe.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. I talk to all the – whenever I talk to the players, I ask them where they're from and why they came to Mount Edgecombe. And every single kid has told me is because they want to get a better education. They wanted a better opportunity. And I asked each one of these kids what they were going to do after they graduated. I'm very pleased to say only one said journalism. So we're safe. But they had some wanted to be a nurse, some wanted to be a doctor, some wanted to get into sports medicine. And Miss Bioff, she wants to be a journalist.
All right. Well, it's not too late to change her mind and steer her into something like law, something with a retirement plan, at least. Kloss, we have just a couple of minutes left. I gather something interesting is going on tonight for wrestling fans.
Tonight at 5:45 p.m., the Sitka High School wrestling team will be celebrating their senior night, honoring all their seniors. But they're doing it at a place where I'm not sure this has been done before, but it's going to be on stage at the PAC. And immediately following, they'll be having a dual match with Mount Edgecombe on stage at the PAC. So I never heard of this before. I think it's going to be pretty phenomenal to watch. You're going to have a good seat no matter where you are and a comfortable seat. And, you know, I do think it is strictly wrestling. I don't think the silks will be coming down out of the ceiling or they're not going to be wearing point shoes. I think this is strictly a wrestling match.
Well, that will be later for sure. Tell me quickly, Kloss, how Mount Edgecombe and the Sitka Wolves stack up in wrestling. How has it gone for these guys and gals this year?
You know, they just competed at the Anchorage Christian School Denali Auto Class invite. Got to throw in that sponsor, I guess. It was 43 teams, and they were all Division II teams, which is the division Sitka and Mount Edgecombe wrestling. And Bethel won the meet with 154 points. Bethel is a traditional power. Mount Edgecombe was 10th, and Sitka was 8th. Wrangell finished 7th, Craig was 14th, Petersburg 25th, and Metlakatla 31st. But this was a great chance. This is almost like the state meet. I mean, you got all the teams that are going to be there. You got all the top wrestlers. And Mount Edgecombe's Haley Osborne won the 285-pound championship at this tournament. He's still undefeated on the season. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with at state. Other top finishers, Mount Edgecombe's Leon Yvonne was 4th, and Sitka's Gavin Hammock 5th at 145 pounds. Sitka's Jacob Gagne was 3rd at 140 pounds. Mount Edgecombe's Lloydy Ayoyak was 3rd at 130 pounds. You know, and then you get someone like Wrangell's Ryan Rooney. He won the 103-pound title. So Southeast is always and always will be a power in wrestling. It's just getting more people out to watch them and appreciate what they go through.
And is it going to be most of these guys wrestling tonight, or is it just seniors?
No, it's Mount Edgecombe and Sitka in a dual match. And before at 5:45, before the match starts, they're going to honor the senior wrestlers and their parents. So,
all right. A never-before-seen wrestling match in the Sitka Performing Arts Center.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, could be interesting. Well, we'll talk about how that goes when we get together next week, next Tuesday, Klaus. And there's other things going on. Just quickly, there's a basketball jamboree at the middle school this week.
Right, yeah. Blatchley's hosting a jamboree, and Ketchcan will be there. Cake, DZ from Juneau, starts Wednesday and goes through Saturday. So there's a chance to get out and watch some hoops and get primed for the season.
Well, a lot to look forward to. Check in when you get back into town, Klaus. As always, it's a pleasure talking with you.
You too.
This has been Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. I'm Robert Woolsey, news director. I'm joined by Klaus Stolpe, Sitka Sentinel sports editor. Travel safe, Klaus.
Take care.
Okay, see you later.